From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Two car bombings in Iraq have killed at least 132 people and wounded another 520 people. NPR's Nishant Dahiya reports from Baghdad.
The targets were government buildings in the heart of Baghdad. One bomb hit the Justice Ministry, the other the City Council building. The blast tore through the two buildings, destroying cars and water mains. Iraq's leaders blamed al-Qaeda and neighboring countries for the violence. The attacks also dealt a blow to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who has made improved security the focus of his electoral campaign. Elections in Iraq are scheduled for January, but Parliament missed a deadline over a week ago to pass a law that would allow the elections to go ahead. Top Iraqi political leaders met yesterday trying to break the gridlock. It's unclear, though, if the issues dividing the various factions have been resolved. Continued stalemate in Parliament and failure to hold the elections on time could throw the country into further chaos and also hamper plans to withdraw significant numbers of U.S. troops next year. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
The U.S. military is reporting that 14 Americans have been killed in a series of helicopter crashes in Afghanistan. In a statement, the military says seven U.S. military personnel and three U.S. civilians working for the government were killed when their helicopter went down early today in western Afghanistan. 12 Americans and 14 Afghans were injured. In another incident today, four American military personnel died when two U.S. helicopters collided in southern Afghanistan. Two others were injured. The war crimes trial of Radovan Karadzic has been adjourned until tomorrow after the former Bosnian Serb leader made good on his threat not to appear in court. Terry Schultz reports.
Karadzic said last week he would not attend, saying he needed more time to prepare his own defense against 11 counts of war crimes for his role in the massacres of Muslims in the Bosnian War. Judge Ogan Kwan decided to adjourn until tomorrow, rather than allowing the prosecution to begin with opening statements. It's not yet clear what the judges will decide to do if Karadzic refuses to appear for a second day. But Kwan sent a message to the defendant back in his cell.
The chamber wishes to again encourage Mr. Karadzic to attend these proceedings and reiterate that there are measures that may be taken should he continue to obstruct the progress of the trial.
The options include assigning a defense lawyer to appear for Karadzic. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Japanese share prices were higher today as the market shrugged off a fall on Wall Street on Friday. The Nikkei average rose by 79 points, or 0.8%. It was the Nikkei's highest close in 4 weeks. Oil prices fell to near $80 a barrel in Asian trading today as traders looked to this week's company earnings and U.S. economic data. Benchmark crude for December delivery fell by 49 cents to $80.01 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. Authorities in China put a local legislator and millionaire businessman on trial in the latest episode of an anti-organized crime campaign. Six people have been sentenced to death and more than 1,500 arrested so far. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Chongqing, China.
Chaos erupted outside a downtown courthouse as Li Qiang, a wealthy entrepreneur and local legislator, went on trial. Outside, citizens protested against corrupt judicial officials arrested for protecting criminal gangs. The campaign has brought down the vice head of a local high court and the vice head of the municipal police force, among others. The anti-gang campaign has generated some positive publicity for Chongqing's Communist Party chief, Bo Xilai, but there has also been criticism that the drive is politically motivated. Critics also point to procedural flaws, including a prominent defense lawyer who was not shown case materials related to his client before the trial. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Chongqing, China.
More than 100 federal agents have gone to the scene of a smoldering fuel depot in Puerto Rico. Some of the fuel storage tanks exploded right after midnight on Friday, resulting in thick, toxic smoke spreading across the region. The agents want to know if someone intentionally caused the explosion that forced hundreds of people to evacuate. The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have sent more than 60 agents each to the Caribbean Petroleum Corporation just west of San Juan. President Obama has designated the U.S. Caribbean Territory an emergency zone and ordered federal aid to supplement local efforts. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.